If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Are you a gamer? Can a video game help you score the lady of your dreams? 92.5 WBEE. I kind of like this idea. It's called redecor.com. Get there. It's a free game, and it helps you decorate a house. You play along. How can you make your apartment you're living in look better? Or maybe the basement you're still living in at your mom's house look better? How can you impress someone walking in the door? Do it by playing this video game, redecor.com. Many say that they don't like when the mattress is right on the floor. Like there's no box springs or bed frame.
Yeah, there's some bare minimum things you need. You need to have a bed frame.
Okay.
Like, you don't necessarily have to have a headboard, but like, you know, let's have maybe more than one pillow, a real blanket.
Right. Some play the game. Play the game. Redecor.com. Head over to that webpage. Play the game, guys. It could help you at least come up with some creative ideas to impress someone you're bringing over.
Man, I remember when I first went to Steve's place when we met, and I was like looking around, and it was so clean and so put together. I was like, do you live with your mom? Just tell me now. Just tell me now. And he was like, why would you ask me that? I'm not kidding. Like, the linen closet, everything was just look like the way a mother would have everything. He goes, no, I don't live with my mother, I promise.
And you were old enough that it wasn't like, it wouldn't have been out of the question for him to be still living at home?
Well, no, I mean, he was in his late 20s, so it would have been odd, but I would have understood. Just be truthful. And he was like, stop asking me. I promise I don't live with my mom. This is my place. This is how I keep it.
How old were you when this happened?
I was 32, but okay. He picked the night we met. He was like, what are you, 28? And I was like, uh-huh. Sit down. What's your name?
Go ahead, say it again. Does he still use that line on you? Honey, come here.
He still says it. What are you, 28?
It still works.
Yep, still works.
92.5 WB, there they are, Old Dominion. They are coming, and they're not coming alone.
Yes, they are going to be at CMAC with Ernest and Red Farron.
Red Farron, new up-and-coming artist. Ernest is buddies with Morgan Wallen, and they write together, and Hardy, that's like the triangle. They are friends there that create music. So that's a key opener there, Ernest with Old Dominion. I've seen Old Dominion several times. They just put on a great show. They're just up there having fun. You're smiling with them, dance along. You'll be sweaty afterwards, but you won't care. Let's give away some tickets here with the world's easiest contest. So easy because we give you the answer. So my daughter had the big breakup, and one of the things was the joint account separating and all blah, 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 blah. Maybe not her fault because my wife and I have a joint account. Mm. My buddy Mike, though, he's like, yeah, married 5 years. Our checking accounts are separate. We put in for whatever it is. The mortgage split, the cars, credit cards. We all do just separate, but everybody knows
I've been married 14 years. I still have separate accounts.
Really?
Yeah, we don't have a joint account.
Because it gets tough when you want to buy your, you know, significant other something. They could see it right there when you're swiping.
Sure.
And that's what happened to Mike. He goes, yeah, my birthday was just ruined. I go, you just told me everything was separate. How was it ruined? Well, his wife knows he's a big Thomas Rhett fan. Mm. And so she's found somewhere that his credit card got a better deal for an experience with Thomas Rhett. Hers didn't. So she just used his. And there it pops up, you know, Ticketmaster.com, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, whoa, whoa, honey, there's someone scammed our cards. No, that was for your birthday, and she had to fess up. So that ruined the surprise. So even though they were separate, it still messed up the surprise, because you could pull it off with Steve.
All the time.
Oh, you could buy him things.
We have no idea what each other's buying.
There you go.
All we know is what we're responsible for. It's worked with us, so.
You know what? I might
try
this.
Why bother? Why bother when it's working? And I know I've been lectured 10 ways to Tuesday about why it's, you know, it's for a marriage, it's trust, and you should have a joint bank account. And I'm like, I don't know.
So are you just like Venmoing back and forth like all the time for different expenses? Like, I don't understand like how you separate everything out then.
You pay this, I pay that.
Okay.
Here's the bill. Here's my bill.
And you know what's involved?
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Their communication.
That's it.
Yeah. It's so simple, but some partnerships cannot do that, and that's why there's mix-ups and everything. Have you ever had a joint account with someone you dated?
No. Never made it far enough into a stage where that was ever necessary.
Okay. and it's a good thing from what my daughter's going through, this whole separation thing. Anyway, how about these Old Dominion tickets with the world's easiest contest? My buddy Mike, even though they got separate account, still, his birthday surprise was ruined. That's the answer we're looking for. Your call number 19-585-252-WBE. 252-9233. Say, his birthday surprise was ruined. If you're calling number 19, you get the Old Dominion concert tickets before they even go on sale. World's easiest contest. My buddy Mike, even though him and his wife have separate accounts, something happened when she used his credit card. What happened?
His birthday surprise was ruined.
Good job, Emily. Way to pay attention.
Emily, you're going to go see Old Dominion at CMAC July 19th.
Yay! I've always wanted to see them.
Oh, it's going to be a great show. Tickets don't even go on sale until this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com.
I know. I got the email last week, and I was like,
I'm going to wake up the B-Morning Coffee Club. I got good vibes. I can feel they're going to be my lucky charms. And we were. Who are you going to take with you?
Probably my boyfriend, Chuck.
All right.
He goes to everything with me.
How long have you two been dating?
Almost 4 years.
Almost 4 years. Is he the one?
No, I'm not getting remarried.
Oh, okay.
See, once you do something, you've been through something. Will you ever have joint bank accounts?
Probably not, because we've been having separate since we've been together, so I'll probably just stay the way it is.
Hey, I've been there and done that. I'm not doing that again.
Well, I mean, if it happens, it happens, but if we don't get married, you know, we're happy the way it is.
Okay.
Oh, that's great.
And tell everybody who you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
WBEE. I love the B-Morning Coffee Club.
All this week, we're going to have Old Dominion tickets for you to win at 6:25 with the world's easiest contest. This morning, it was about my buddy Mike and the joint accounts and his birthday getting ruined when his wife used his credit card. It was supposed to be a surprise, but he found out about it, blah, 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 blah. It got us on the subject of joint accounts. Where did you learn about banking? Was it in school, from your parents, online, or... I mean, many are saying, keep it separate.
Yeah, I have separate bank accounts, whatever. This texter goes, my husband and I both have separate bank accounts our paychecks go into, but then one joint account that we both transfer a certain percentage into, and that's where our bills come out of. So it's kind of a little bit of best of both worlds. This one goes, no joint accounts. At the end of my 25-year marriage after I moved out, my ex drained the joint accounts.
Mm.
Yeah. I think it's different. Like, I was a product of a divorced mother who was kind of left with nothing after the divorce. So I was kind of raised to never, you know, never leave yourself exposed. Always be able to take care of yourself. So I don't know. That's where it's ingrained in me.
You were on the alert. You had the defensive strategy up. Let's keep it separate accounts.
Yeah. I always went through, my mom joked when I was growing up that I was like reincarnated from someone from the Great Depression. There's always money stashed. There's always money in different places. I never can see it all at once. When I was a kid, I stashed it in my meemaw's house, like under statues that she had. And when she moved, my mom was like, oh yeah, all that money is gone. Movers picked up those like tips.
Why would you stash it under? That's weird, isn't it? Like cash?
Yeah.
With just little wads everywhere? Like Randy Quaid in the Vegas Vacation where he has them buried in different cans outside his trailer. Were you planning on coming back and getting that at some point?
Right. And then, you know, there'd be some spending money when we went on vacation to Florida. Go see Meemaw.
Oh, Meemaw's house was in Florida, so you didn't have a chance to go get your stash money.
Yes.
Yeah. Aha! The movers, well,
but
thank
she was
you.
Planning for the future visits to Meemaw's, so she had spending money. That's funny.
I don't know. It's just how I was growing up. There was always a little bit here, a little bit there. Always, you know, there little couple quarters in the coin purse.
Huh.
And you know, there's clever spots in your house that you could hide it. You know, the old coffee container.
Yeah.
Even in the, I've heard people hiding in the freezer. I heard from a friend, it's not me, of course, but you could hide it in a fake, like, ice cream tub and stuff.
I say hide it in your old winter coats, and then next year you'll find them. I always find cash in my winter coats. Go all summer long, go through the fall, put on my winter coat, and I'm like, $20?
Yes!
Yay me!
Woo! Laundry money I just found!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.